Dean, I guess that was the response you wanted this afternoon.
It was the performance I was after. Said to the players, you know, regardless of the result, and we always want a result, the performance is what interests me. After Tuesday, I wanted a response from them and certainly got that. And they worked really hard today and had the better chances of the game, and unfortunately we just didn't take them.
I was just going to come on to that. Ashley Grimes had a couple, didn't he? Their defender, Courtney House, diverting towards goal. You did have the better of the play.
We started the game really brightly. I was really pleased with how we started the game. For the first 10, 15 minutes, you know, Grimes had a couple, and he was an inch about from just deflecting the one in, where he's just managed to deflect it over. But the start we had was what I wanted, and the performance that what we had was what I wanted. And you know, I spoke to the back five because I was quite scathing of them on Tuesday night, and I said it's a one-off because I know the players, I know them really well, and they've not had one of them before, and they put in a really good defensive performance today.
How much confidence will that give the back five? I think it's four clean sheets now this season, four nil-nils. They were largely untroubled, I'd say.
They was. I can't remember Richard O'Donnell having to make a save. He had to be bright off his line a couple of times, certainly in the first half. But second half, it was mainly about defending second balls and a lot of set pieces into the box, which we managed to defend really well. We'll get better. That's the pleasing thing now. We've put Tuesday night behind us, and we'll move on now.
How important is it to have a fit Adam Chambers in the centre of that midfield?
Massively important, and that was seen today. Whoever plays alongside Adam, he complements it. He covers the ground really well, and tremendous character. The players have a lot of respect for him, and he was missed on Tuesday evening. And I thought he put a captain's performance in today, with a lot of tackles he won in the first half and a lot of second balls second half, and his use of the ball was good as well. So it's really important. And I mean, the pleasing thing is that I should have all the injured back training this week. You know, Sam Manson, Ben Perkis, Jordan Cook, and it's really pleasing. And James Chambers, obviously, and it's really pleasing. You know, that we'll have a really good squad to choose from soon.
That's going to give you such a boost, isn't it? When should we start really judging your side this season, then?
It's a hard one. You're judged all the time, aren't you? And I'm well aware of that. But we have a strong belief in what we're doing and what we're trying to do. And we've had an injury crisis, that we've never had before. We've up to nine players out at some times, and yeah, we've had to weather a storm, and hopefully we can come through it smiling and putting in a lot more better performances, and with a full squad to choose from, it's going to be hard to get on the bench, let alone the team.
Bradshaw obviously didn't travel today. Romain Sawyer's mostly leading the line up front. Were you happy the way he and Grimes contributed today?
Yeah, I was. I mean, he was always going to be tough. You know, they're on the back of a good win against Peterborough, and our game on Tuesday, and I played the two of them because I knew that we'd get some interplay between the two of them and James Baxendale as well, and Romain Sawyers isn't one who's going to go and lead the line as a big centre forward, but he's got such a lot. He's got such a clever footballing brain, and brings others into play. And I thought at times him and Ashley Grimes were very good.
Just how much pressure have you felt over the last three or four days? I know, speaking to Rob Gurney on Thursday, not so much sleepless nights, but has there been this trouble over the last 4 days?
I was really disappointed on Tuesday night because I've never had a performance like that. But there's pressure on this job all the time, and I'm always being aware of that, but I never lose belief. I mean, I've always said the main thing is that you have a support mechanism for you, and I have that with a strong family at home, and I don't take the game home. And a strong staff support behind. I mean, the players have never lost belief, and they know they were very poor and certainly owed the fans something after Tuesday night. So, in terms of pressure, the pressure is what it is, and I believe that I handled it quite well.
It's the loudest I've heard the Gillingham fans all afternoon, I must say. Very final question. Andy Taylor, he limped off at the hour mark. How's he?
Yeah, he got a knee in the back, just before half-time, and he was struggling a little bit. So we pulled him off. But I was really pleased with Mal Benning when he went on as well. Put in a really good performance for 35 minutes, and which is pleasing that you've got players like him and Manny, who's getting fitter all the time, coming on. And Ammer got on for the last 5 or 8 minutes and put in a really good shift and give us a lot of energy. And thankfully, hopefully, all the hospitality people have stopped drinking now and stopped singing.